on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Multiple people have been injured in a fire said to have been caused by an explosion on the Berea. Emergency services were called to a home on Ridge Road a short while ago. We understand that 5 people have been hurt. We'll have more details as updates come through. Now, investigations are underway after one person was killed in what appears to have been a drive-by shooting in Chatsworth, south of Durban. The attack happened on the Higginson Highway this morning. Although the details aren't clear, reports are that the gunman opened fire on 3 people in a car near the Crossmore off-ramp before fleeing in a buggy. A labour expert has warned the country's manufacturing sector could be heading for trouble amid simmering global trade tensions. Michael Bagrame says relations with the US remain strained over land policies, while South Africa's trade imbalances with China appear to be getting worse. Manufacturing production dropped 1.2% in December, with key sectors like metals and the automotive industries hard hit. Bagrame has suggested businesses balance cost-cutting and fair employee treatment through bargaining councils. And a Russian missile strike on a hotel in President Volodymyr Zelensky's hometown has killed 4 people. Authorities say a hotel, post office and over a dozen blocks of flats were hit in the nighttime drone attacks. At least 31 people were injured. Zelensky's issued a message on social media to say that foreign aid workers who were at the hotel were not harmed. He's called for continued pressure on Russia to halt the war. European leaders will gather in Brussels later to discuss ending the fighting. Meanwhile, France's defense minister says Paris is providing military intelligence to Ukraine after Washington suspended sharing its own with Kyiv. A recap of our lead story this hour. Multiple people have been injured in a fire said to have been caused by an explosion on the Berea. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.